This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Grocery stores across the state are feeling the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the buying habits of consumers that resulted. Gary Justice, owner of Quality Foods in Pike County, says all three of their stores have seen a huge change.
We've got one at Robinson Creek, one at Regina, and one at McCarr. And most definitely, these are unusual times. And I guess most recently, the biggest hurdle that we've had to try to overcome is meat. Most recently, as everyone has seen on the news, that it's hard to get meat, and the meat prices has gone extremely high.
Justice says the largest demand has been for items that are not even groceries.
Probably within an hour of putting it on Facebook or something like that, we've sold out. And people are just constantly wanting wipes and sanitizers and Clorox and things such as this, even more so, it seems like, than the groceries themselves.
He adds keeping up with the demand for meat and increase in prices has been a challenge.
We're getting most of our meat from our supplier that we usually get it. That's AWG out of Nashville. And that's a co-op. And fortunately, we own some stock in that, so that's what a co-op is. We're owned by the retailers, and so we get an equal distribution.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.